Going for the marketing gold.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Scott Jagow. Not since February of 1990 has NBC enjoyed such a big Saturday night TV audience. That was when Michael Phelps was just 4 years old. Early ratings show close to 40 million viewers watched the champion swimmer clinch his record-shattering 8th gold medal over the weekend. With a record 14 gold medals to his name, Phelps is set to become the richest swimmer ever. And then there's the agony of, well, Liu Sheng, China's gold medal hurdler. He's had to pull out of the Beijing Games with an ankle injury, and that's become a marketer's nightmare over there. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins us from the Chinese capital. Good day, Scott.
He is Michael Johnson, Carl Lewis, Mary Lou Retton Big. He is by far the most marketed person inside of China. Just to give you an idea of some of the companies that have latched themselves to him, Coca-Cola, Nike, Visa, Lenovo, the computer company, and what's interesting is an assortment of Chinese companies, including a cigarette maker. He does say that he's not a smoker. But one marketing company estimates that $500 million U.S. dollars has been spent marketing this guy by various companies in the last 2 years.
Well, now that he's pulled out, do they see him as damaged goods?
It depends who you ask. If you think about the Olympics as kind of a political campaign, this is the political convention here. This is the biggest moment for companies to associate themselves with Liu Sheng, who has a giant halo over his head. And suddenly that grandest moment for these companies has disappeared right now. So that is a big loss momentarily. Now, having said that, marketing types say a lot of these companies, especially the multinational companies, they plan to be in China for 100 years. But for now, certainly that image has been tarnished.
How much is at stake for some of these companies?
Well, if you look at Nike, there is a giant life-size figure of Liu Sheng at Nike's giant store in Shanghai. And Nike and Adidas are locked into this head-to-head battle in the China market. Each of those companies is going to open one store every day in China. So the China market is this huge opportunity for these companies, and there is a huge amount at stake here for Chinese people who, after the Olympics, hopefully will be doing sports a lot more than they do now. Most Chinese right now, they kind of watch sports.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Beijing. Thank you.
Okay, Bob.
It's been shaping up as a disappointing day for European stocks so far. London's FTSE is off almost a third of a percent at this hour. Frankfurt's DAX has dropped 0.75%. The Paris CAC 40 is off 0.2%. Wall Street will be starting the day from a mixed result on Friday. The Dow gained 43 points, or a third of a percent, while the S&P 500 rose by a similar percentage margin, and the NASDAQ was down by a tiny fraction. Investors are bracing for the worst from Lehman Brothers. The firm's latest fiscal quarter ends in less than 2 weeks, and the Wall Street Journal is reporting losses could total $1.8 billion or more. Lehman may need to raise more capital beyond the $6 billion it got in June. The firm might have to sell troubled real estate assets for pennies on the dollar. Lehman could also sell off a piece of its profitable asset management unit.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org.
For all the talk of falling oil prices these days, it bears noting that crude remains well above $100 a barrel and prices are still volatile. Today, a barrel of oil is back above $113. So there's still plenty of interest in squeezing every last drop out of America's oil fields. Drillers have even been descending on farms in the Midwest to sink new wells. That's making some farmers rich, but it's also damaging the environment and wrecking other farmers' lives. From Wyoming Public Radio, Peter O'Dowd reports.
Joanne Tweedy has that weather-beaten look you'd expect from a woman who's worked the land in Wyoming for 40 years. She stands on the stoop of her farmhouse south of Gillette and looks out across 4,600 acres. Under the clear blue skies sprinkled about the grasslands, a handful of pumps bob up and down, pulling oil out of the ground.
We're getting $100, $110, $115 a barrel, and doesn't take much of a good well to bring in some money.
Tweedy is lucky. She bought her ranch at a time when it came with the mineral rights attached. She owns not just the grassland above, but the oil beneath. That allows her to lease the land to oil companies. In return, she gets a 15% share of any oil they extract for the next 30 years. She just allowed one company to sink three new wells.
Just got them going good right at the beginning of spring.
220 miles to the west, near a speck of a town called Deaver, the air is heavy with the sour smell of oil. Doug and Jeannie McMullen raise goats here. They bought their ranch 5 years ago, but here the oil company owns the mineral rights. It has the power. It decides where to drill, when to drill. And what frustrates McMullen most of all is what to do with the byproducts that drilling produces.
The thing that provokes us is that the land cannot defend itself.
McMullen points out the damage that drilling has done to his 300-acre property. Two oil pumps go night and day. Corroded storage tanks leak sludge into the ground. McMullen picks up what looks like a clump of dirt and breaks it open. It's black inside.
This is oil.
He claims large parts of his ranch are unusable because of the oil spills, but he's never received a dime in compensation.
For those who are going to allow future drilling on their property, watch out. If you're just doing it for money, you're going to be sorry.
It's not just the foul air that sickens McMullen. It's the thought that drilling will never end. Glenn Morrell is an oil expert at the University of Wyoming. He says oil firms are upgrading old wells and preparing them for long-term use.
The companies who are financing all that drilling, they'll be looking at it not in terms of environmental concerns or not in terms of political concerns, but how much payback they're going to get.
And right now, that payback looks pretty good. The price of oil is fluctuating, but it's still twice what it was this time last year. And at that rate, Morrell says drillers will be around for at least a few more decades. In Laramie, Wyoming, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. You'll find replays of our programs at marketplace.org. And thanks very much for listening this morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.